Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers or their salads or
honey, rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and we are here for you. And we are here to educate and advocate. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll show you how we educate you. We'll show you how we advocate for you. You'll see our entire firm there where you'll see our results, past results, our histories, our biographies, tips on how to talk to the insurance adjuster. All of our books are there, six books free. If you want a hard copy of our book, just call our law firm at 303-795-5900-795-5900. We'll give you a hard copy free. Today we're talking about these so-called independent medical examinations. So Brad, we left off covering the fact that you're sent to these doctors, and I don't want you to be terrified. Brad doesn't want you to be terrified. You can win this, but if you follow the right strategy, right? You can't just guess and hope and go through it without knowing what you're doing. But if you do, and then, you know, Brad, let's cover the point where they say sometimes, well, the medical literature, these independent doctors, so-called independent doctors, say the medical literature said, with your type of injury, sir or ma'am, you know, I'll admit you were injured in the accident. I'll admit that. Thank you, doctor. But with your type of injury, it would be expected, those are key words, it would be expected that you would make a full recovery after 6 weeks. And here we are two years later. So what are they saying? What are they doing here?
Well, you know, you do find that. There's medical literature out there at times that'll say that the person is expected to, or most people do recover from an injury or from this condition or that condition within a certain length of time, especially under certain treatments. That's not rare to find. I mean, we have great medical literature out there, but you always need to read what the literature says, because the literature will never say it's 100%. The literature will say this is the amount expected. I can't tell you how many times I've had people come in my office that have been injured and they've gone to treatment and their condition has resolved. And that hasn't become a subject or an issue in the case. Or they'll have three or four conditions as a result of the crash and two of them resolve and then a couple don't. So yes, you know, many times you're dealing with the person who has sustained an injury that, hey, under normal procedures, we would think that they could recover or they would have it mitigated or it'd be a lesser injury or the pain would be a lesser degree than what we're facing. That's part of what happens in these cases. You're dealing with, a lot of times, persons who don't have that good fortune to get a full recovery. It's the same thing as in any medical condition when somebody gets hurt. I mean, we see it in sports. You know, you'll have an injury and somebody say, well, I expect them back for the next game, and then they're not back for the next game. Oh, is he faking? Is she faking? You know, then they're not back for two or three games. Oh, are they faking? Did the doctor misdiagnose? Is this person just slower in coming around from this injury? What's going on? We don't start saying, oh, they're malingering, they're cheating, and they're lying, and the doctor's cheating and lying at that point. We recognize, okay, they're not coming back as quickly. Then we have other people who recover quickly, who recover faster, and are able to overcome an injury. We have some people who never overcome an injury. And you go, well, it's expected they would, but they don't. And that's because we're dealing with human beings who are all different, and they need to be looked at different. Defense doctors don't do that. Defense doctors and insurance company doctors, they try to take a standard and apply it, and they will never apply it for longer. If a person's overcome the injury, they say, well, they've overcome it. And they'll never look and say, well, they overcame it 3 months earlier than we would have expected or 3 years earlier than we would have expected. But if you even take an extra month, they'll say, well, you're a liar and you're a cheater and you're a malingerer because you should have been better within a month earlier because that's what the literature says. But the literature never really says that.
Well, the literature is designed on studies, but there are exceptions to every one of the literature. There's exceptions to this, and that's how you attack these doctors. But if you don't know how to attack them, if you don't know how to cross-examine them, if you don't know how to go to trial with them, if you don't know how to do the examination with them, then your chances are that you're going to lose. Period. You need a game plan. You need a strategy or strategies. Call us 303-795-5900, the 795-5900. You are not going to let them walk all over you. You can do this. We can do it for you, with you. And it can be done. We do it all the time. We've been doing it for years. I tell you what. Let's take another example. I had a doctor one time testify that they were pretty seriously injured in the accident. And I'll tell you what I'll do, Mr. Bell. I'll give your injured victim and your client a year. So after up to a year, yeah, I think that treatment was reasonable and necessary. And so the doctors were doing the right things. They did MRIs, they did injections, they did physical therapy. So up to a year. But after a year, now keep in mind we're 4 years down the road. After a year, then I don't think it's related to the accident anymore. Do you listen to that? Do you hear this? So one question I like to ask those doctors is this. So, doctor, if you say they went to the emergency room, that was reasonable and necessary and related, and you went to their doctors and that was reasonable and necessary and related, thank you for a year, right? Thank you. And then it just disappeared. So let me see. 1 year later, doctor, on January 12th of this year, 1 year later, they went to bed at night with the injuries from the accident and the symptoms from the accident. And when they woke up, it wasn't caused by the accident anymore. Is that what you're saying? All of a sudden, something different happened. And they can't usually answer the question. Why? You know, Brad, and that's one way that we cross-examine these doctors.
Yeah, we know how they answer the question. Well, your client's a liar. And you, when you look and say, okay, well, at what date? Give me the date when my client shouldn't be having pain anymore. Give me the date when my client shouldn't be hurt anymore. Give me the date when my client should be back to 100%. Give me the date when my client should be able to move their arm or their leg or sit at a desk for 3 hours or 4 hours without severe back pain. And they can never give you that. Oh, it should have been within a year. It should have been within 8 months or it should have been within a couple of years. But they can never give you the date. And then, like I said, but at some point, they're saying, well, at some point, your client's lying. We can't tell you when it is because we really can't tell you what's going on with your client, and we haven't been monitoring it, or we'll look at the records. And they like to do this with the records. They love this part. Well, I see here where in January, your client came in to the doctor and said their pain was at a 2, and then they came in February and said their pain was at a 5. Now, you know, the December before their pain was at a 5, in January it was at a 2, in February it's at a 5 again. So something must have happened with your client. Something must have happened because that pain shouldn't have gotten worse. Something happened. And because something happened, we it's got to be blamed on something else. And once again, when you say, what? Well, we don't know what. We can't talk to you about that. But something else has to have happened. And they don't give allowance, which you need to, and everybody should understand it, and the doctors being reasonable, wanting to treat a patient rather than treat an insurance company. See, these doctors, they don't really treat patients. They treat insurance companies. They don't really treat an injured person. They treat defense lawyers. And because of that, they give the defense lawyers and the insurance companies what they want. And because if they were treating the patient, and an injured person, they'd realize, okay, some days are better than others. Some days you walk in and or you get up and go, man, I'm not feeling too bad. And maybe you're not feeling too bad till noon or 1 o'clock or mid afternoon. And then all of a sudden it sets in. Maybe you're not feeling too bad until the next morning when you wake up and you go, oh my gosh, I'm just terrible. But the doctors that are treating the insurance companies and are treating the defense lawyers, they say, look, if you've gotten it down to a two, it can never get worse again. Period. And if it does, you've caused the injury or you've caused the additional injury and you did something and you're just hiding it from your doctor. You're lying. You're cheating.
Yeah, they either state or imply that you're a liar. They state or imply that you're malingering and you're not going to let them do this to you. You're not going to let them walk all over you. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Championsofthepeople.com. You can contact us that way. All of our books are there. They're all free. We educate and advocate. Why do we do all these shows? I mean, we do a variety of shows, not just this show. We do a variety of injury shows. Why? We want you to have the information. If you're learning today, that's good. If you're learning you can win this war, that's good. If you're not going to be intimidated and you're not going to let them walk all over you, that's good. If you want to legitimately, competently, thoroughly assert your injury claim, that's even better. We can do it for you. We can do it with you. 303-795-5900. 795-5900. Brad was just covering that those points. Now you're starting to get the picture. These doctors make millions of dollars a year working for insurance companies. Some of them don't even have a private practice. Millions of dollars a year writing reports about injured victims, and what do you think they're going to say? They're going to say, well, they're not hurt, or if they are, they should have been over it. Or if they should have been over it, then they're either implying or stating that you're lying or you're malingering or you're, my favorite one, you're a symptom magnifier. You're magnifying your symptoms. But the point that Brad just made with regard to the pain level in December of a 5, the pain level goes down to a 2 in January, and it goes back up to a 5 in February. Many, many times we've proved that the reason it went down to a 2 was either you had physical therapy, which temporarily, transiently helped, or you were taking drugs, and it masked the pain. So it would go from a 5 to a 2. But if you can't explain that, if you can't do that, then you're not going to win. But you can win. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. It's as simple as that. We're here for you. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Right? Because we are your champions of the people. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. This is Your Legal Minute. You're injured. It's a car crash. You've been rear-ended. Now you're going to talk to the insurance adjuster. Surely they're going to help you. Wrong. Surely they're going to be on your side. Wrong. Do you know what to say and do in the very first phone call with the insurance adjuster? If they said, we're going to send you a few forms to fill out, would you do it? We're going to send you some releases and a questionnaire. Should you do it? No. Should you sign the releases? No. You need to listen to our show. Go to our website. Listen, championsofthepeople.com. There's a button there that you can hit, and it's called What You Need to Know Before the Very First Phone Call with the Insurance Adjuster. You can come in, have a free initial consultation with us, and we'll help you there. And we'll give you a free legal game plan. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com, will help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com. It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. championsofthepeople.com. This is Your Legal Minute. What if you're hit by a driver that doesn't have any insurance? I'm sorry. I don't have any insurance. I'm sorry. I don't have an insurance card. And you say, but you injured me. You T-boned me. You rear-ended me. My airbags went off. They deployed. My neck is killing me. I went to the emergency room. I'm sorry. I don't have any insurance. I guess you're out of luck. But not if you do what we're going to tell you to do. Right now, you need to increase your own UM, that stands for uninsured motorist coverage, on your own car policy as soon as you can and as high as limits as you can. Period. That provides you a place to go to recover for your injuries when the other person doesn't have any insurance. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com will help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. Educate and advocate. That's what we do at Bell and Pollock. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We're glad to see you. 303-795-5900. Welcome to our law firm. Welcome to Bell & Pollock. Welcome to the home of game plans, strategies, meaningful, significant legal game plans, meaning significant free initial consultations. You come to Bell & Pollock, you're going to meet with a licensed attorney. You're not going to meet with just an intake person. You're not going to meet with somebody fact-checking. You're not going to meet with somebody like that. You're going to meet with a licensed attorney, and you're going to know your rights. And then you're going to know how to proceed. Then you're going to have a game plan. And it's better to come see us earlier than later. We can handle it later, but it's better to come see us earlier than later. And as Brad said, that doesn't mean you need to come see us the day after an accident. But you need to know what you're doing. And you certainly need to know what you're doing before you talk to the adjuster for the first time. We have taught you in previous shows, we have taught you how these insurance companies attack your cases. We've taught you how to beat it. We've taught you how they attack the emergency room records. You go in there, your neck is hurting, your back is hurting. The emergency doctor room doctor puts down neck sprain or strain, low back strain or sprain, lumbar strain or sprain. They don't know that you might later need, you might have a PARS defect, you might have need transaminal epidural steroid injections at the time of your emergency room, but the insurance company then tries to attack that. They attack your medical records. They want your medical records and they want to attack them. And we've shown you the variety of ways they do that. And now we're showing how they attack your case by hiring these doctors that are not independent. They're biased and they're prejudiced. And some of them make millions of dollars a year giving reports. Now you've got the picture, right? You're going to go to this doctor. They're going to write a report about you. They have no duty or obligation to even tell the truth. You got to be kidding me, Gary, Brad. Under the Greenberg case, they have no legal obligation to you. For this procedure, they're going to call your doctors basically that they entered into treatment that was not reasonable or related, that you are either impliedly or expressly stated to be a malingerer or symptom magnifier. So, Brad, when we get into these doctors and we start fighting these wars, one of the things we want to know, and another way we fight them is, and we've done this before, is we want to know your last 10 or 15 or 20 reports. And that creates a huge fight, and they don't want to give them why.
And, you stop and think, wait a minute, did Gary just say that right? We look at the doctor and we say, give us your last 10 to 15 reports. And, of course, you can redact out the name of the person because that we don't need to know somebody else's medical condition. But just give us your last 10 or 15 reports that you've done so we can take a look at them and see how you address your reports and how you do your job. And they don't want to give them. They don't want to black it out. They don't want to take that out, take out the names and then give you the reports. And why? Because if you got the last 10 or 15 reports, what you would find is that they all say the same thing. They're consistent in one aspect, that they favor the insurance company. They favor the defense lawyer. They favor the entity that's paying them. And that's how they get referrals. That's how they get the next case. Insurance lawyers don't look really to find out about the injury. What they look is to find out who they have that can testify adverse to the plaintiff. So if they've got a doctor who they talk to and the doctor is around going, well, this person is injured, this person's not injured, here's people who are injured and we support it, they're not going to go back to that person. They are looking for a doctor who's going to give them favorable testimony. So the reports are all going to be the same. The reports are going to have the same underlying current that's going to tell you what the doctor's all about. And so the doctor definitely doesn't want you to have that report. The doctor doesn't want you to have that information. The insurance company doesn't want you to have that information, and the insurance lawyer doesn't want you to have that information. And because they don't want you to have the information, what are they doing? They're trying to hide it, and they fight like crazy not to give you those reports. They fight like crazy to say that's not relevant, it's not material, this is a different party, this is a different person, this is a different injured person, and there's no reason you should be getting the doctor's history or information. And that's what you're faced with.
I tell you what, I'm going to give you an example. I did a deposition of a psychiatrist years ago, and in a case, and it was a head injury, traumatic brain injury, concussion case, and those are very serious cases. You know, they usually result in a sequelae of symptoms, maybe even PTSD. But the psychiatrist, I was successful in getting his last 20 reports. They did have to produce them. And it went something like this. Well, you said in report number one here, this person fell off of a crane on a construction site and fell 100 feet, very seriously injured. But you say that he suffered no traumatic brain injury. Correct, doctor? Yes. Let's look at report number two you did on this other person. He was hit by a swinging bucket of cement in the head, knocked unconscious for 2 days, and you say he has no concussion or no brain injury. Is that correct, doctor? Yes. Here's a person in a car accident that was dazed and confused at the scene, had a concussion, was diagnosed with a concussion, and went through the concussion protocol and was treated by their own family doctor for a year and a half as a concussion, and you say there's no brain injury. Correct. You say there's no concussion, correct? So I'm, without repeating each one, and so in these last 20 reports, you've had all these devastating injuries from all these people, and you've never, not one time, have you ever found a traumatic brain injury or a concussion resulting from the trauma, the car accident, the on-job accident. Not one time, doctor. So you're listening to this show. What do you start to think about that? They paid millions of dollars, Brad. They come up with these opinions. Under the Greenberg case, they owe no duty or obligation to you, the injured victim. But what we want you to know is you can win this war. We don't want you to come across saying, wow, that sounds pretty intimidating. No, you can win this war, and you can give us a call anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. And we can help you with a free initial consultation and a free game plan. So, Brad, let's give them a couple more examples on these testimonies of these doctors. They come in, they say you have a pre-existing condition. But the ones that get me the most is what you mentioned and referred to a little bit earlier, is they come in and say, I don't know why you still have symptoms after a year. I don't know why you still have symptoms after 6 months.
Well, and sometimes doctors will just, you know, they'll play that game. Well, I'm not calling your client a liar, but I think it's all in his head. I think it's all in her head. I think it's, I don't really think they're injured. I don't really think they have a physical condition, but it's all mental. And that's part of their argument, really, of saying their symptom magnification, and they're lying. And because, you know, if your body's fine, but your mind is telling you that you're hurt, and therefore you're not really hurt, and therefore we should close up the medical care and we should send you on your way and you know, overcome the medical problems that you're saying that you have and overcome that medical pain and overcome everything because, your mind's, it's all in your mind. Well, we can say, and there's a little doubt, we can say that, yes, pain is also a psychological and emotional condition. It most definitely is. I mean, you know, depression can be caused by a psychological or emotional or a mental condition. But that doesn't mean that you didn't get it from the injury. That doesn't mean you didn't get it from the crash. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to get treatment for it. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to get fair compensation. That doesn't mean the avenues of medical care that are available to address it should be denied to the injured party because the insurance company has decided they've got a doctor who is going to say it's all in your head and therefore it's not really something that we should be giving you any money for or treating.
Well, comment on this a minute, Brad, because you're really good at this. A lot of times we see these reports from these so-called independent doctors, and they say this person has been treating for 2.5 years, and I can't believe what I'm reading on these reports. And they say this person has been treating for 2.5 years, and they're just listening to their doctors too much. They're believing their doctors. Their doctors have diagnosed them with injuries. Their doctors have diagnosed them with a neck injury or a traumatic brain injury or a concussion or a low back injury or fibromyalgia. And they're just listening to the doctors. What are they really saying? You shouldn't believe your doctors? You shouldn't believe the last 2.5 years of medical treatment? What are they saying here?
Well, and that's where we come around the full circle of what we started with when I said, you know, if you're here and you've got injuries, listen to your doctor and follow your doctor's advice. And then all of a sudden they're going, well, you shouldn't have been listening to your doctor. When your doctor told you to do this or do that or told you this is what you need or that's what you need, you should have ignored the doctor. Oh, now they've really got you in a trap. Because if you don't do what the doctor says, that's the reason you're still hurt. And if you did do what the doctor said, well, you shouldn't have been listening to that. You're hurt because, you're claiming you're hurt because you're listening to your doctor.
No, you're just believing what they say.
Yeah. So either way, now we got you. And they know they're going to take one side or the other, but they're going to get you because, once again, defense doctors who work for insurance companies and who work for the defense lawyers are not there to treat you. They owe you no duty. They don't care about you. They'd have no responsibility to make sure you're okay. They're to have no responsibility to you. What they want to do is continue that rainbow of money that comes into them from the insurance companies, and they're going to take whatever position they can to mitigate or lessen your injury.
I'm going to tell you what. I bet you right now that you can cross-examine one of these doctors based on what we taught you today. Think about it. How much money do you make, doctor? You didn't believe the treating doctors for 2.5 years. You think their treatment's not reasonable. It's not related. You think the person's lying. You think they're believing the doctors, or you think they're not believing the doctors. You come up with your own conclusion, and you understand you have no duty or obligation to them. And how much money do you make? You can't do this without a strategy, folks. Give us a call, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We are Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.